Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. Three row homes collapsed this morning in the Nicetown section of North Philly from an explosion and fire. Fire crews were at the scene putting out the flames at Bristol Street between the Boulevard and Hunting Park Avenue. At least five homes in total were damaged and 10 residents evacuated. This is across the street from Edward T. Steele Elementary School. Fire officials say two elderly women were inside the home where the explosion happened just before 5 this morning. They've been taken to the hospital. One is in critical condition. The other is expected to recover. A road rage incident leads a driver shooting a Philadelphia school public safety officer. That's according to Philadelphia police, who say this happened on Columbus Boulevard in Old City just after 1:45 this morning. It all started when a man driving a white Hyundai SUV and the driver of a black Dodge pickup got into a dispute on I-95. Police say the man then pointed a gun at the other driver and a chase followed. They got off the highway onto Columbus Boulevard and flagged down a school resource officer right near the Dave and Buster's near the river. Authorities say the drivers likely thought the officer was part of the Philadelphia Police Department. Inspector D.F. Pace says he was actually finishing up his shift at a nearby school.
And at that point, the officer attempted to either investigate or intervene in some way when the occupant of that Hyundai opened fire on that officer.
That sound courtesy of NBC 10. Four shots in total were fired. The public safety officer is now in the hospital in very critical condition. Pace says the officer is in his 50s or 60s and is a retired Philly cop. The man in the white car drove off and is still on the loose. Anyone with information should contact police. More talks between Philadelphia's largest blue-collar union and the city are scheduled to pick back up today as the clock ticks to get a new deal done. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe reports the union is threatening to strike starting Tuesday when the current contract expires.
A war of words is being waged on social media between the union and Mayor Sherelle Parker. District Council 33 posted a message on Facebook saying the city is unwilling to present a financial offer that meets our expectations. Mayor Parker then posted an Instagram video defending the city's offer.
Their pay increase over my first term in office will total over 12%. That increase will represent the largest one-term pay increase for District Council 33 from any mayor in more than three decades.
The union says its 9,000 members, including sanitation workers, prison and airport staff, have long been underpaid, and they're hoping to make big gains with this contract. The mayor says she's trying to be fiscally responsible in a time of uncertainty.
Today is day 11 of the Wawa Welcome America Festival. There will be a free concert tonight at the Dell Center to celebrate Philly's black music and culture, and multiple museums have free admission today. Last night, there were fireworks and music at Penn's Landing to celebrate the July 4th holiday. Some parking garages at Philadelphia International Airport may be off limits this summer while the airport upgrades its garages. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
The airport is installing a new parking guidance system in its six garages to let drivers know how many spaces are available and on which floors and which aisles you can find them.
The system includes a red light, green light above each aisle so that people know if there's a space there where they can park or not. So it's basically wayfinding for the garages.
Such a system already exists at PHL, but Airport Public Affairs Manager Heather Redfern says the new camera-based one will use real-time data for more accurate guidance and upgraded security. She says during the installation, up to 250 spaces may be unavailable in garages A and B for the next 8 months.
This is phase one, starting in garages A and B, and those are the most heavily used garages that we have. That's why we're starting there.
The $15 million project is slated for all six airport garages over the next 2.5 years.
And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.